Elevate. Push beyond your limits and unlock success in yourself and others. Author, Robert Glaser. What is capacity building? Capacity building is the act of constantly learning new skills and abilities, then developing and applying them in order to reach one's full potential. This is not to say that capacity building is about exerting more effort. On the contrary, it's about learning to recognize what's worthy of your time and effort and what isn't. It's an art of knowing what needs pursuing and when. There are four main aspects of capacity building. 1. Spiritual capacity. Your spiritual capacity is your ability to define your core values, purposes, and motivations. Your core values are the principles that dictate your decisions, whether or not you're conscious of their doing so. To identify them, think about the things that matter most to you, and reflect on the major decisions and turning points in your life. You'll come to notice the common concepts and ideas. For example, you'll find that the reason behind many of your decisions is that it was the responsible, kind, or fair thing to do. Identify those reasons, highlight the ones that have appeared repeatedly, and narrow them down to 4 or 5 principles. Those are your core values. Write them down and put them where you can see them. Of course, you can always go back and adjust the list as needed. Your core purposes are your goals in life, the things you aspire to achieve the most. Identifying your core purposes will save you the trouble of wasting your time and effort on things that don't matter to you. It will help you direct your day-to-day actions so that they serve that purpose. Reflecting on your childhood can be quite helpful if you're having a hard time identifying your core purposes. Find out what you needed help with as a kid. What could have saved you from getting hurt or confused? The answer might turn out to be your purpose. Identifying those core values and purposes is not a one-time thing. You need to constantly work on it because what matters to you and what you want to achieve will keep you changing over time. 2. Intellectual capacity. Intellect is one's capacity for knowledge and rational thought. And so, by building your intellectual capacity, you're improving the way you attain and use knowledge. You're also developing your ability to think rationally, which will help you work more efficiently. To build your intellectual capacity, you need to have a commitment to improve. Start being proactive, set reasonable and reachable goals, and establish routines, habits, and a sense of accountability. Commitment to improvement. Contrary to common belief, intellectual capacity, i.e. intelligence, can be improved. Your commitment to improve comes from believing that. To improve your intellectual capacity, try joining a mastermind group, a group where members help each other develop and improve skills, both individually and collectively, with a high level of privacy to provide a safe environment for the vulnerability that's an essential part of learning. You can also try hiring a mentor to guide your personal and professional progress. Or you can reach out to people in your network who are trying to reach or have reached the same goals and ask for their advice and feedback. None of these approaches will work. However, if you're not actually willing to receive feedback, if you give signs that you are bothered by feedback or criticism, people will shy away from giving it. Then what would be the point of seeking fellowship or mentorship in the first place? Being proactive. Being proactive, according to the dictionary, is acting in anticipation of future problems, needs, or changes. The operative word being acting. Taking action to control what's within your power is your way to success. You can't control the stock market, for example, but you can anticipate change, plan in advance, and take action to increase your profit or keep your loss to a minimum. Setting goals. When setting your long-term and short-term goals, make sure that they conform with your core principles and purposes. Also, make sure that you aren't setting too high or too low of a goal. Try to find the sweet spot where the goal is challenging enough without being incapacitating. You can do that by either incorporating small habits into your daily routine to slowly work your way to your goal, or you can set a range for your goal where hitting the minimum of that range would still count as a success. If you want to lose 30 pounds in 3 months, for example, start exercising daily and changing your eating habits and or set the goal to losing 20 to 30 pounds in 3 months. establishing routine, habits, and accountability. In order to build and maintain your intellectual capacity, you need to establish daily habits and routines. Devote at least 15 minutes of your morning to yourself. 15 minutes before you check your emails or notifications, before your partner or kids wake up, and before you start getting productive. Invest that time in meditation, exercising, journaling, reading, reaffirming your goals, or visualizing them. Establishing that habit will help keep you grounded and focused on your core purposes. Accountability is the insurance that you won't be slacking off. You have the option of being held accountable by others, a coach or team member, by yourself, through journaling and to-do lists, or even by going as far as getting held accountable by the public, posting your goals on your website, social media, and keeping your followers posted on your progress. 3. Physical capacity. Although most of us realize the importance of maintaining our physical health, we often fail to prioritize it. And in neglecting it, not only do we endanger our overall health and become self-conscious of our appearance, we also negatively impact our brains and become less resilient. Poor physical health means poor overall performance. Because even if you've mastered all other aspects of capacity building, you won't be able to utilize them if your body isn't strong enough. To build and maintain your physical capacity, you need to exercise regularly, eat well, as well as get better sleep, handle stress well, build your resiliency, and embrace competition. Maintaining health and wellness. Most, if not all, elevators work very hard at maintaining their physical and mental health. They make it a point to eat healthy food and exercise regularly. What you eat significantly impacts your brain and its ability to perform well. This is why eating healthy is essential for both your physical and mental health. Healthier food choices mean better energy levels and brain functions. Yes, the revolution of diets and eating styles that we're currently witnessing can be confusing and overwhelming. But eating healthy doesn't have to mean picking one of them. It can simply mean making a habit of eating less processed food and more balanced meals. Building resiliency. Being resilient is essential in your quest for capacity building, where you can't assume you've successfully accomplished something if you haven't overcome the difficulties and failures it entails. Some people believe that physical resiliency is a result of having emotional resiliency. Glaser, on the other hand, argues that building physical and emotional capacity is a cycle that begins with the physical aspect, where you pave the road for building emotional capacity by overcoming physical challenges. 4. Emotional capacity. The ability to build emotional capacity is what eventually differentiates between elevators. If two elevators are equal in all other aspects of capacity building, it's their emotional capacity that sets them apart from one another. You can't fully elevate until you've built your emotional capacity. You build it by conquering your self-limiting beliefs, adopting a positive attitude, practicing gratitude, and getting rid of toxic relationships. This aspect of capacity building can be the hardest to pursue, but it can also become very rewarding. Overcoming self-limiting beliefs. Self-limiting beliefs are the boundaries you set for yourself or allow others to set for you. They are the things you deem yourself incapable of doing. Not because you truly are incapable, but because you don't want to put in the time and effort that they require. Although these beliefs can be self-induced, more often than not, they are implied by others. The teacher who told you that you're stupid, the parent that kept jokingly saying that you aren't the brightest bulb in the box, or the friend that discouraged you from pursuing something because you aren't smart enough to do it. Their implications caused you to believe the misconception that you aren't smart. They might not have meant to hurt you or give you that impression about yourself, but that was the result all the same. Meaningful relationships. Human beings are social creatures by nature. They need to socialize in order to thrive. Relationships provide us with a support system when life gets hard and resemble a source of energy and happiness. However, they can only do that when they're healthy. Toxic relationships do the exact opposite. They drain your energy, inspire negative feelings, and are often the reason why life gets hard in the first place. Thus, An important part of building emotional capacity is eliminating these toxic relationships, be it with friends, spouses, or even family members. Cutting off family members can be very difficult for most of us. What you need to realize, however, is that family or not, these people are negatively impacting your life. And unless they change, which isn't very likely to happen, cutting them off is necessary for you to preserve your energy and happiness. Build a better path. In your journey to elevate, you'll come to realize that you've been selling yourself short and underestimating your abilities. Capacity building is a constant challenge of those misconceptions and self-limiting beliefs. And by managing to conquer them and build your capacity, not only do you elevate, but you inspire others to do the same. And that is what leadership is all about. Changing for the better and inspiring change in others, both in their personal and professional lives.